This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, as promised, Jessica Festa, Optilux Wellness Center is here. It's about getting you out of pain and getting you back to the things that you love to do. Whether you're a weekend warrior and you like to play around the golf or take that bike for a ride, or maybe you just want to do a little yard work or play with the grandkids or be able to just function every day and not have that little, hitch in your giddy up. Get rid of that pain by listening to what we have to offer tonight and then following it up with a phone call to them at the Optilux Wellness Center, 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington. Let me give you the number at the outset, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. You, Dr. Ron and company, every day performing magic, getting people out of pain. But the question I always get when I mention stem cells, people always want to know, is it safe? So let's begin with the safety factor, and it is just that, and it can help. Good evening.
Okay. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I am good. Good to see you.
Good. Good to see you, too. I was listening to you on the way in. What a mess everything is.
Traffic.
From traffic to politics. My goodness. And Wendy's does have the best burgers. I used to work there in high school.
Did
just
you?
A little. Yes. I don't eat them now, of course, but, you know.
I get it.
Back in the day, we were smashing up those burgers for the chili. You're right.
That's right.
So, yes, stem cells. So, hi, everybody. I'm Jessica from Optilux Wellness Center. We are in New Kensington. We are in our 32nd, going into 33rd year of practice. We've been doing regenerative medicine for a few years now. What regenerative medicine is about introducing mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix. So we call that regenerative cellular therapy and or PRP, platelet-rich plasma, into either the joint spaces or soft tissue or maybe even in a sphenocath up to the brain. All throughout the body, we introduce these cells via an injection. So it's a very simple procedure. You're not sedated. You don't need to be driven there or home. There's no downtime, that sort of thing. It's just a simple injection. But what we use are these mesenchymal stem cells that are harvested from a lining on the umbilical cord that is called Wharton's jelly. So these are cells in the body that you can transfer from person to person. So the safety factor in this comes in that the fact there's no blood product involved in this. So you don't have to be blood typed. You can give me your stem cells, I can give you mine, that sort of thing. It's one of the most incredible, I think, discoveries that medicine really ever made, because the fact that the, you know, our philosophy about the body healing itself if given the ways and means to do so. So if you have a lower number of mesenchymal stem cells, which are cells that can become many different types of tissue, so they can become brain tissue, they can become femur, like bone tissue, they can become soft tissue, you can rebuild a knee, a hip, a shoulder, any of those kind of things. These cells in particular are able to recreate those body parts for you. And so why it's so brilliant is that, you know, our bodies held the answer all along, but then science figured out that these were cells that didn't need type, that there's no backlash to you giving these to your body, because they are cells that you already have, cells that your body already uses, And in the United States, you can't mess with these. So the way they come is the way you get them. Mm-hmm. You can't manipulate these cells. So you can't say that you're just doing stem cell therapy, because you're not. It is mixed still with the matrix, which is a combination of hundreds of different cytokines, proteins, growth factors, all the good stuff that comes with it on the umbilical cord, which had just finished building an entire human. All of the organs, systems, muscles, tissues, sinew, all of that in a matter of 9 months. So if you need us to just do a knee, it's a no-brainer, right? And so it may take a little bit of time, but you're going to grow that tissue with these same cells. So it comes, the mothers donate the umbilical cord via the stem cell bank, and then we purchase them through them. So the moms, it's all pre-planned. It's a live birth, cesarean live births. No abortions, no aborted babies, any of that kind of cells, nothing like that is involved. So it's all just above board, healthy cells that otherwise they would have thrown the umbilical cord in the trash at the end of the birth. Instead, they're giving us the opportunity to regenerate human tissue for you to be comfortable and not feel like you aged 20 years. You could take back about 10 years, we always tell people, of how you feel. So whether it's an entire joint, we've had a lot of people cancel knee replacement surgeries. They were bad enough to have been in that position already. But then they went ahead and canceled the surgery because their knee was so much better. And this tissue that you grow, it's not like cortisone, right, where that wears off. And I often hear from our patients how the cortisone worked really well the first time, and then the second time maybe not as well, right? So, and so on. But with these cells, they don't wear off because it's building new tissue, and that tissue is there to stay until, and God forbid that you would injure it again, you know, if you would, you know, tear something again, but the tissue is strong and just like your original.
So let me ask you, let me make a comparison. By the way, if you have a problem, knee, hip, shoulder, and you want to join us tonight on the program to give us your symptoms, and she will kind of let you know whether or not they can give you some help. And more times than not, they're going to be able to help you in New Kensington at the Optilux Wellness Center. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Their number, if you just want to call now, leave your name and number, they'll get back to you, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. It's like we're so quick to get antibiotics today to the point where antibiotics don't work for a lot of people anymore because you build up a resistance. And I think what has happened, and there are aspects of medicine that are necessary, especially when it comes to orthopedic surgery, sports medicine. But I think we've been all so quick to get that knee scoped and all the other things that go with some of the miracles that they do every day in surgical rooms across this country that we've taken the human element out of it to where our own body doesn't repair itself. And that's why it's kind of like going back to nature and doing this holistic way of helping your body do what it did for centuries on its own.
Right. I mean, we really try and stick to nature as much as possible. We're not over the top by any means, but in these kind of instances, you know, if you don't have to go under the knife, why would you?
Absolutely.
It's not that the surgeons aren't skilled and that they're brilliant and all of that. I mean, like I've said on here before, when Carson broke his collarbone, by all means, somebody take a look at my child and tell me what I need to do. Because what was I going to do? Right. And so, but what we did do is inject that whole space with PRP and stem cell therapy for him to make sure that it healed quickly. Entirely and very strong, because, you know, he plays football. He's still, you know, he's only about 16. He's not quite there yet. There's a lot of life left to him. And, you know, we see patients every day that they have lifelong injuries from childhood sports. And so they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, still telling me about, you know, their Al Bundy football stuff. And it's true, but you're putting these kids out there. And now, I mean, more than ever, sure, we have a lot more protective padding than we did way back in the day, I suppose. But I feel like we're playing them harder, we're playing them longer, we're running them all over the stinking country to play some more. They don't rest nearly enough. You know, they're on their phones a lot. The screen time, now that like COVID came, I think every school went to iPads. I don't like that. Your brain needs that left to right movement. There's something about holding a book that is just it's a different experience than holding an iPad. We know now there's so much research with the diminishment of, you know, the brain really being placed in front of a screen at any age. So we really want the body to be able to heal itself. And that's what this offers. So if you don't have to numb, dumb, or cut the body, don't. you know, talk to us about any kind of situation that you have, any ailment that you have. And if we have a natural solution that's effective, then we'll give it to you.
All right, we're going to come back. We have a lot more to get to. And again, if you want to call in tonight because you're dealing with some of this just unwanted pain, you need to give us a call. 866-391-1020. Plus, I have an instant access from a gentleman named Doug who is asking about a woman who is in her 80s who has knee problems. So we're going to get to all of that with Jessica in just a moment. It is the Optilux Wellness Center. They're in New Kensington, and we're on the air tonight at KDKA. Good evening. All right, back with Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center. They're in New Kensington on Stevenson Boulevard, 724-335-5210. Regenerative cellular therapy is what we're talking about tonight. We've got some calls we're going to get to, but we also have an instant access message, and I want to get to this as promised. It's from Doug, and he says, Rob, can you ask Jessica if stem cells can help the knees of a woman in her late 80s who is too old for knee replacement?
Yeah, we've actually done that quite a bit because of that exact scenario. Maybe they're too weak. There really does come a time when, and here's a point to be made on this. So as we age, you lose your stem cells, right? Because they're going to rebuild all of the things that are breaking down within your body. So whether that is our big things, little things, it's just aging. That's the breakdown of the body. So as you run out of these kind of cells that are rebuilding the body, keeping you young, you age, you break down, the collagen in your skin breaks down, just the texture of your skin breaks down, the internal organs break down. And so you have this descent, you know, into the end, right? But that's natural. That's how it goes. But when you're in your 80s, in your late 80s, how much do you have as far as healing power? We know that if you would maybe put, did he say that was his mom? Was that his mom?
No, he just said a woman. He didn't say it was his mom.
So if we would put her into bed, right? If she would, you know, catch a cold and you would put her in bed for 3-4 days, if she's not strong when she goes in there, it would be very difficult to get her back up and going. And we've seen that with our grandparents, maybe with our elderly parents, where once they're in bed, it's very hard to get them out. And that's, you run the risk of infection, of bleeding, of them not really healing completely when you go through a surgery at that age. So being that it's not a life or death scenario, it wouldn't be prudent for her to go through that surgery. But this is so simple and safe and easy that she will just be able to come in the morning and have it done. It only takes about a half an hour to have the whole procedure done. And it's perfectly safe for her. So yeah, you know, that would be a great idea for her if that's something that she's really interested in, because you don't want to lose mobility. That is the number one thing, I think, that starts that descent. Keep her walking, keep her comfortable. And us being able to put this therapy straight into her knees will help the knees to heal right away.
Doug, if you want to make that call tonight, leave your information. They'll get back to you tomorrow, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. Ron, South Hills, you're on KDK. How you doing, Ron?
Okay, look, I hear different theories. I mean, some people in this field tell you that the stem cells from placenta, by the time they freeze them and use them and they put them in, you're dead anyway.
Nope, not true.
And there's no way to tell, but no one assures you that when you put them in, they are alive. There's no testing. They're not sure. You see these, they're alive. And then there's some who say that you're better off to use them from your own body.
Okay.
There's this controversy on this, and I'll explain my situation. I've had both from bone and from stem cells, from the placenta. Mm-hmm. I've had at least 15 PRPs to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've spent thousands of dollars because insurance doesn't cover it.
Right.
No one has ever told me, you know, Ron, we've gone this far, you know, you're not really improving. I think you should get a knee replacement. They just continue to have you come in, mm-hmm, and take the money and take the money and take the money.
So, Ron, are you telling me this hasn't helped you at all?
No.
Okay.
I've had both stem cells. I've had them from the bone and from the placenta, mm-hmm, and many PRPs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spent thousands of dollars because the insurance doesn't cover it.
All right. Listen, instead of you just kind of saying the same thing over and over again, we have talked many times on this show. Sometimes it doesn't work. there are those rare occasions, but there are many more success stories than failures. So I think you just have to understand each individual is different.
Right. And Ron, I want to back up over a couple of things there. One, it's not coming from the placenta. It's coming from the lining of the umbilical cord. So there's a lining part of it that's called Wharton's jelly. So just whenever you're talking to your friends later, just to clarify that like kind of information. So you want to have the right piece of where it's coming from. That is known far and wide to be the highest number of harvestable stem cells, healthy stem cells, comes from that Wharton's jelly. That is a known scientific fact. Ours are tested before they are sent to us. So if I knew that Ron was coming in this next Tuesday,
right,
to have his procedure done, I would order the cells. They're going to overnight them to me. The night before they send them to me, so they're all in lots. Right. And so, you know, like a case of it, right, whatever. And they're going to thaw a couple of those and check them to make sure that they are viable.
Mm-hmm.
They are checked, double checked and rechecked multiple times along the way to make sure that we have very viable cells. Now, there are several different stem cell banks within the United States, Ron. So there's about seven of them. There are only two that I know of that don't utilize radiation. Now, radiation is something that kills, isn't it? You get radiation, it's meant to kill cells of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going to radiate once healthy cells, can you guarantee that they're still alive? No. So I don't use those stem cell banks. I use the two best banks that there are in this country. We have phenomenal results with those. And we have tried several. So I know what you mean about getting a different... having the possibility of getting a different outcome, because you can, because there are, it's just like, you know, different foods. There are different grades of it, I suppose. And so we make sure that we use two of the stem cell banks that are the least interfering, like with the radiation and all that kind of thing, because we want you to have healthy cells. Number two, you don't really want to use your own cells. One, they're already doing something wherever they're at. Two, they're old. Three, you're going to injure yourself drilling a hole, say, into your hip to pull that out of there. Is it can you get them out of there? Sure. You can go and take them from where they reside. That doesn't mean that they're going to do as well as newborn cells who have never aged or had pollution or anything else like that. But a lot of times those cells, if you take them out of yourself, because that is the acute, the current injury, your body will actually send those cells right back there to rebuild that hole in the bone that you just created.
Right.
So you won't get as much bang for your buck in that instance. And you cannot manipulate them, and you cannot tell how many you're going to get. If I know that I have a syringe full of 10 million cells, I know Ron's going to get the majority of 10 million cells.
Right.
Right. And so that's more of a guarantee. As far as the PRP goes, considering that that's your blood, it's a blood draw from you, right? And we don't add anything to that. So I would love to take a look at your blood on our live blood cell analysis on the screen. I see your blood cells running around, bumping into each other. Then I can tell how good of a blood sample your blood is. Because if you're not a good little product, you're not going to have a good result. And so we do things differently. And I am I'm sad that you didn't have a great outcome, but I would love to have a longer conversation with you. We have to go to break.
We have to go to break, Ron. But if you do want to follow up with them and see what they can do, fine. But I'm glad you called, because it gave her a chance to really take people through the timeline. 724-335-5210. We'll come back. If you have a call that you'd like to get on the air tonight and talk about dealing with some of this debilitating pain that's taking you out of the game of life, please give us a call. 866-391-1020. It's regenerative cellular therapy. She is Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center, tonight with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good evening. All right, we're back with Jessica Festa, getting a lot of action on the phone lines tonight, instant access as well. But if you want instant access to what her and Dr. Ron and that great staff can do for you at the Optilux Wellness Center in New Kensington, call them. You can do it tonight, 724-335-5210. And if you're dealing with knee, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc, or that word, arthritis, call us now, 866-391-1020. Dan, good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Rob?
Good, sir. How are you?
Well, this isn't the best day for me to, you know, after listening to the news, it doesn't bolster my approach to this. But this is something that I've looked into, and I put a lot of credence in the process. I just don't know the specifics. And so I'm in a kind of a trepidation state of mind right now. But, you know, there's just other things going on. But the one question I have is, is the individual's blood type A to be a match? Is that a critical factor, or can blood types be interchanged?
So, hi, Dan. This is Jessica. Hey, so with the mesenchymal stem cells, with that therapy, there is no blood involved, so you don't need to be blood typed or matched in any way. These are cells that we are able to transfer from person to person, and so you don't need to worry about a blood type. With the PRP, that's platelet-rich plasma, that is a blood product, but we draw that out of you right there in the office. We spin it in a centrifuge, and so it's just spinning very fast, and it separates the liquids into a couple of different layers. One of those layers is a yellow kind of see-through liquid, and that's the PRP, and that's what we're after. So then we take a syringe and we pull just that layer up out of there. So that's your own blood just being put right back into you. And so then we don't have to worry about typing or anything either, because it's yours. And so those never get traded. We don't ever use anybody else's blood on somebody else. But yeah, if you did, you would have to blood type it. But in neither of these instances do we need to worry about that.
Anything else, Dan?
And where's most of the research been done on this?
So every major university has it. You have Harvard has a stem cell center, Yale, Oxford, all of them. Even UPMC here in Pittsburgh, they do a lot of stem cell work. They're all racing towards cures. They're all racing towards being able to build whole organs in petri dishes so that people aren't dying on a transplant list. It's all of the major colleges and universities and individual, you know, corporations. So it's been going on for close to 50 years now. It's not a new science, but now that they've had so much time to develop this part of it, I'm able to go ahead and use this in our office. You don't need to do it in a hospital setting or be sedated or anything like that. So I'm actually doing a seminar October 30th. It's a Monday at 12:30 at my office. It's free. I would like for people to call and let me know that they're coming, so that, as I saw the traffic today, sometimes you're running a few minutes behind and I wouldn't want to start without you. So if I could just, you could call in, give me a head count. If you're coming, you and your spouse, you and your kid, anybody is coming, then you can get all these questions answered. And within the presentation, this is all actually really answered for you.
All right, Dan, thank you for the call. Let me give you their number again, 724-335-5210. And that seminar is this Monday.
No, not this Monday. Sorry, October 30th.
Okay, so that's October 30th. That's a few weeks away. And that is going to be at their New Kensington location. If you would like to participate, please leave your name and number or call them tomorrow and let them know you're going to be coming. It is free, by the way. That's October 30th, 724-335-5210. Let's go back to the PRP, because I want to make sure people understand the process. And
sure.
Look, all procedures are not thousands of dollars.
No,
I just wanted people to understand that up front. I've found success. Others have found success with PRP treatment. Mm-hmm. So explain to them how you take that person's blood, and your blood type really doesn't matter because it's your own blood going into the centrifuge and then going back into your body.
Right. So with PRP, we have had a ton of success. You don't always need to move into the stem cell game. A lot of times the PRP into your knees, your hips, your shoulders is enough. It just depends on the individual. It depends on how much tissue needs to grow, what the actual injury is. And so you'll come in, you'll have a full exam and consult and all of that sort of thing, and we'll decide which product and which protocol is best for you. In many instances, though, we are able to use PRP, and that's like $300 to $500. It's super affordable. It's super easy to do. But yeah, the process is we take a blood draw from you, just like you would go and have your blood drawn anywhere else if you went, you know, to one of the places, and they pull out a couple tubes of blood. We put that into a centrifuge, which is just a little tabletop kind of contraption, and it spins really fast. When you spin the blood that way, it separates it into a couple different layers, or a few different layers, actually. And then the one layer is yellow, and it's kind of like the color of hay. And we could tell when we look at it, if it's cloudy, if it's not the right color, that it's not really good. And that's why I go back to Ron, and I say to Ron the caller, not Dr. Festa, Ron, But Ron, the caller, when he says he's had all these PRP injections and they didn't work, well, considering that it's your blood, we take it very seriously to make sure that your blood is in good condition, because we're expecting it to produce new tissue. We're expecting it to act as if it's good and healthy and what all of the studies and the protocols expect out of it. But if you have certain things going on in your blood, well, it's not a great product, and it just might not grow as much tissue as somebody else with healthier blood. Excuse me. But we can see that in many instances. I started to tell Ron about the fact that we have this live blood cell analysis. If there is a question of your blood, if we would have gone through two rounds and Ron would have had no results, we would have instantly said, okay, well, the color looked right, or it was clear. It was something that the color and clarity didn't flag it. So let's look at it on a cellular basis. Now we put it under a microscope. You get to see those cells. There's no back room. It's you sitting in our office looking at your little blood smear on the slide. We put it under the microscope. It comes up onto the computer screen, and we can see your little blood cells floating around, or maybe they're stuck together, which is probably why Ron's blood isn't producing what we would expect it to do. It's probably has something else going on within the blood. So when we get to look at it as each individual blood cell, now we could say, oh, there's not this in there, or there's not that in there, or we can send him for blood work and see what are his levels, what is going on, what kind of medications. Like, I remember my daddy being in Vietnam, right, and he got tested for Agent Orange and all these. What did Ron's life look like on the blood side of things? Because if it's not working, there's a reason why. And since the only thing being involved in a PRP shot is his own blood, and he's degenerating at such a rate to need both knees done already, I'm curious what's going on in Ron's blood. Why is it not a good sample? So Ron, I would really encourage you to come to my office and let's take a peek at that, not only for the comfort of your own knees, but for the overall well-being of your entire body. The blood is important. So when we do the PRP injections, after we get that PRP separated in the centrifuge, we pull it out with a syringe, and then we immediately put it into whatever area of you that is ailing. My mom has done it into her bunions. If you have bunions that just hurt and you don't want to go through that surgery.
Kidding. You can actually help people with bunions.
And I didn't know that when we started, but it was my mom. And Ron was like, well, let's try it. And she said, all right, let's try it. I don't have anything to lose, because she didn't want to go through that surgery.
No.
She has not had any pain. And now when I'm talking, like, she has big bunions, like it's severe. She can walk around all day now. And I remember from really my teenage years on, she couldn't wear high heels, and her feet would hurt. She always had to have certain shoes. No pain in those bunions now. If you have gone through any kind of cancer treatments, chemo, radiation, you likely have some neuropathy, neuralgia. This is great for that. We can do this into your feet. We can do this into your hands, up and down the arms, anywhere where you are experiencing that nerve pain. And in whatever way that nerve pain is coming out for you, is it burning? Is it numb? Is it tingling? What is that? But because this PRP regrows soft tissue, nerves are soft tissue. So we are able to use it for that. We can use it for ED. It's just soft tissue and there's an issue. And so we're able to use it for ED, for men and women. We use it for hair restoration. My goodness, we even use it on what's called a vampire facial, for you to regenerate nicer skin on your face. We use it on, oh my goodness, so many things. So many things. Yeah, hair loss. That's what we do, the hair restoration. Any kind of joint pain, if you have epicondylitis, like the lateral, so golf elbow or tennis elbow, mm-hmm. either way with that. If you have chronic trigger points in your shoulders, there's a fix for that. And so it's just, it's been a fun ride to see what comes up every week, because it's always something different. And usually when people come to my talk, which is again, October 30th, when they come and they hear the whole spiel and they have the chance to bounce questions off of me, they realize just how much PRP can be used. And that's only a few $100.
We're going to come back and kind of recap tonight's show. A lot of activity on the phone lines. I hope that you'll all follow up and make an appointment, at least get the consultation, go visit them the first time free. Let them tell you where you stand and how they can help or can help. But the only way to find out is to make an appointment. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. I'm Rob Pratt. It's your Pratt Pack tonight with Jessica Festa from the Optilux Wellness Center. All right, Jessica Festa is here. We've had a really busy night on the phones. Let's do one more call, and then we'll do a recap. Daniel, good evening, and welcome to KDKA.
Oh, thank you. Just background on myself. I worked where I'd still be, even though I'm in my 70s, in radiology over 30 years. I've been cut on orthopedically. It's only surgeries. Well, I take that back. My mom told me decades ago I had a tonsillectomy. It was the way to send the surgeon's kids to college, as they said. Thank you, hon. But anyway,
get him, Daniel.
go ahead now. We only have a couple minutes, Daniel. What's your
question? I was going to say that, but she appreciated my humor. Anyway, hon, in 1970, mid-70s, I nodded off on 79 to 212 in the morning. Oh. Next thing I know, I was outside my Volvo, and I found out later when two drunks picked me up, took me to the hospital. I broke my back. I wasn't paralyzed, and my skull, and my Volvo was running upside down about 60 feet away from me. This is my question, hon. Mm. I cut back. I was taking tons of supplements, and I cut way back on minerals, okay? Mm-hmm. So between osteoarthritis and everything that goes along with spondylitis, spondylosis, spondylolisthesis, mm-hmm. all that stuff that I learned in school, mm-hmm. I have horrible sciatica. Ooh. Do you guys, and I've called different people about this, mm-hmm. and most of them gave me upfront the cost of this, and I know insurance, like the first caller I heard, doesn't pay for it. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do anybody with sciatica, and does it help?
We do. And actually, that's one of the benefits of doing these procedures within a chiropractic office setting, because I can check. I mean, if you, I don't know if you had any chiropractic treatment. I kind of am interested to hear that. So I'd love for you to come in and let me have a look at you and have this conversation to its fullest. But one, making sure that your hips are in line, that the sciatic notch is not being interfered with by, say, your piriformis muscle, which is a muscle that spans the glutes, your bum, one side, each side has a piriformis. Things like that we would look at first before going into any of the injectables. But then, yeah, I mean, if it's a nerve issue, we can always put PRP near it and for it to be able to have something to draw from to heal the nerve. But that's a big conversation, because that's a really big injury. And I don't know when the sciatica started. But yeah, I mean, that's something that's so, 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 so common in our office. I actually worked on a client today with it just right before I came out here. So yeah, I mean, it's a very common thing that we work on and a very common thing for us to get rid of. So if you'd like to get rid of it, come on and see us, Daniel.
All right, Daniel, thanks. I wish I had more time, but let me give you their phone number before we say goodnight. 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. I always like to wrap up the final few minutes by saying, so what did we learn tonight, Jessica?
I don't know. What did we learn?
We did learn a lot.
We learned that you are fast on that button when people call.
That's right.
We learned that Pittsburgh is very curious about this. Thank you guys all for taking the time to call in. We do have a lot of answers, and I know that you have a lot of questions. And I know that there have been letdowns in your healthcare history. More often than not, we are people's final spot, where they come in and we're like the final one, the one that ends up getting them back to where they want to be. It is a process. Health is a process. So is degeneration. They both take time. And so what I would just encourage everybody to do is to reach out to our office in particular, because I know what we have to offer. I know what our education looks like and the procedures that we do. And let's have these conversations. If you want to come in, and the guys were talking about insurance not covering certain things, but it does cover exams. It does cover the x-rays. It does cover the adjustments. It does cover many things that we do. And even if there was an auto accident or work comp involved, the PRP can be covered under those claims. So there are a lot of things to talk about, and you each have such individual stories, but I do encourage you to just take the time to call and come in, and let's see what we can do for you.
Seminar, October 30th, Monday.
Yeah, Monday, October 30th, 12:30 at our office. Please believe me, I am not a salesman. This is not going to be a timeshare presentation. I'm going to tell you all these kind of things that these guys were asking me tonight and more, and then you just have the opportunity to ask your questions.
In the handful of years, I think you did your best job tonight ever.
Really?
Did a lot of good calls and your interaction, a lot of good information, and I think a lot of people now understand why you guys are so good at what you
do. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, we love what we do.
724-335-5210, 724-335-5210, the Optilux Wellness Center. Have a great month.
You too. I'll see you in a few weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,